Good afternoon, everyone. Good afternoon. Are we blessed that we are here today? Amen? Amen. May I invite everyone to please stand as we prepare to worship the Lord? Indeed, it is a blessing that we are here gathered together in worshiping the Lord. Amen. Are we ready to worship the Lord? Amen. Let's give clap offering to the Lord. Let's pray. Lord God, we thank you, Lord, for this time, O Lord, that we could worship you, Father God, freely, O Lord. And we just want to worship you, Lord. Just offer all these songs and praises to you, Father God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.
We are a chosen generation, rise up, holy nation. God, we live for you. Called us out of darkness into light so glorious. God, we live for you. God will not be moved. Our God will never be shaken. We run to you, we run. We are a chosen generation, rise up, holy nation. God, we live for you. You have called us for your name. We run,
yes, Lord.
Freedom is broken every chain. We run.
Our God will not be moved.
Our God will not be moved. Our God will never be shaken. We run to you. We
you are great, O God.
Fills the heaven and your name.
hearts, Lord, we worship you.
It was my cross you bore, so I could live in the freedom you died for, yes, Lord. Now my life is yours, and I will sing of your goodness forevermore. Let's sing, worthy is your name. Worthy is your name, Jesus. You deserve the praise. Worthy is your name. Worthy is your name, Jesus. You deserve the praise. Worthy is your name.
Thank you, Lord. You are worthy.
Oh,
One more time, but before that, let me redirect our hearts and eyes and focus what's the meaning of holy. You know, there's so many songs that we can sing. And if you just YouTube, there's a lot of songs. But there's this one statement, or even keep on being sang, not just here, but also in heaven. But if even as we go there, it will be continually sang. Some writers call it eternal song or everlasting song. That statement, holy, holy, holy. What does holy mean? Holy means set apart. Each time we sing this song, holy, 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 or we sing the chorus and the angel cry holy, all creations cry holy, you are lifted up, holy, holy. What should lead us to? When we declare holy is the Lord, it takes out the focus from ourselves, but rather to the focus on the greatness and the character of God. And said, Lord, you are holy, you are set apart. You're not like us, Lord, we are just merely creation. When we declare holy, holy, holy is the Lord, it means that we are simply creation, that He is the only God. That we are made by Him. Tayo tao lamang creation lamang, but siya ang Diyos. When we sing cry, holy, 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 what should it impact our life? It also bring us to a time, a kind of life which we should live. The scripture said, be holy because I am holy. It means we ought to live a different life set apart for the Lord. Righteous, holy, seeking His will upon our life. When we sing holy, 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 we declare set apart, it means what? That He is almighty, all-powerful, all in control. We, human, have limited strength, limited wisdom, but when we sing holy, 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 Lord, you're the creator of all things. You know all things. You're all-powerful, all-knowing. It should humble us and also give us that peace in our heart that we can trust the Lord, whatever the circumstances that we are in. Should encourage us. Holy, holy, holy. Hindi siya katulad ng mga Diyos na ginagawa ng sa mundo, but He is the one that we would worship. And when we sing holy, 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 we are also declaring with the heavens that we are simply worshipers that would worship the Lord. Church, we gathered here singing songs, and we know sometimes we have that routine, or after this giving, after this hearing the word, those are important. But I would like to take this time and space to just, for us, say, Lord, you deserve our praise. We we are created, but yet, Lord, we fail. But yet, Lord, you love us and redeem us. Ang buhay na ito ay para sa inyo. And we're gonna declare, said, let it be a song from our heart that His name is highest, that His name is greatest, that His name will stand above it all. Come, church, we just take this moment to just worship Him. Lift up our hands to Him. Wala na tayong sa nakatabi, basta focus on the Lord. And said, Lord, my focus is on you, the audience of one. And we declare and say, your name. Your name
is the highest joy.
Yes, Lord.
It's the greatest your name.
Yes.
Stands above them all.
All thrones of dominions of power.
Raise our hands and say, Lord, you are. The angels cry,
and the angels cry,
holy, Lord, the angels cry,
holy,
you are lifted high.
Yes, you are.
Forever.
Yeah, the us once again. We know we have segments, but let's just take this moment to just pass and just offer our worship to Him. And one expression of worship to the Lord is bowing down. Bowing down. It can be a posture of a heart that's bowing down to Him na sinasabi mo sa puso ng Lord, salamat sa kabutihan ninyo. Salamat sa pag-ibig. Salamat sa blessing. Salamat sa lahat. Bowing down. And invite you, if the Lord is steering you, sometime we forget to really bow down physically. Invite all of us, if the Lord is steering, I'm not forcing you, if you want to be seated for a while, if you want to kneel before and use that place as your altar, you know, sometimes we just go to the routine of going to the flow, but we just, Lord, we want more of you. So invite anyone, if you want, just your focus, one audience sa Panginoon lang. We can sit down, you can bow down, and just kneel before the Lord and say, Lord, we worship you. So invite anyone, if the Lord is steering you, to just bow down before Him. Say, Lord, we worship you. We worship you. It's a posture of humility, that everything that we have comes from Him, that our desire is more of Him in our life. So when we sing this song, invite anyone, if the Lord is steering you, not to bow down before Him and adore Him and worship Him. Not just the posture, but from the heart that you said, Lord, I love you and I want to worship you in spirit and truth. Invite you to just be coming before Him in a posture of bowing down. Let's sing this song. Here I am to worship. Here I am to bow down. Here I am to say that you're my God. Yes, Lord. You brought together lovely, all together worthy, all together wonderful. Here I am, just the voices. Here I am. Come on, church, with worship. Open our lips and praise Him. For He's here in our holy. The land.
the last time we cry holy.
And we cry holy, holy, holy. We cry holy, holy, holy. We cry holy, holy, holy. He's the Lamb.
Praise the Lord. I invite all of us to find a prayer partner. Let's just thank the Lord and honor Him. There's so much things that we can thank Him. But let's just this take time to say, Lord, salamat sa kabutihan niya. Let's lift up His name in this place. Lord, we thank You for this day that You have brought us, Lord. Hallelujah. Lord, salamat sa time na ito na kami po ay nagsama-sama with one purpose, Lord God, is to encounter You, to lift You up, to focus on You. Even Lord, at this time of worship, I pray, even listening to Your word, Lord, our heart's desire is to fix on You so that You be lifted up and be glorified in every aspects of our lives. Salamat, Panginoon, sa araw na ito. May You be glorified and honored. In Jesus' name we pray. And everybody say, Amen, Amen. Let's give the Lord a clap offering. Praise the Lord. We're going to move on to the time of worship, to our giving. So let's give with a cheerful heart.
Praise God. Good afternoon, everyone. Let us read Isaiah 41:10. Fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. Let us read our response. As we give our tithes and offerings, today, may we embrace God's presence in our lives even when the trials we face are overwhelming. Maybe we trust in God's promises because they are reliable and true. Knowing that God is with us, may we live with confidence and boldness because He is our strength and our hope. Let us pray. Lord, we thank You for Your unwavering presence in our lives. Your word in Isaiah 41:10 assures us that we are never alone, that You are with us, strengthening us, helping us, and upholding us with Your righteous right hand. We find comfort in Your promise, knowing that even in the face of fear and uncertainty, you are our constant source of strength and hope. Today, we offer our gifts as a tangible expression of our gratitude for your faithfulness. May these offerings be used to bring glory to your name and advance your work in the world. We pray that through our giving, we may experience the joy of sharing your kingdom and reflect your love for others. Amen. Let's give our tithes and offering to the Lord with a cheerful heart. Welcome our first-timer guest. But before that, may I know sinong naka-third time na dito, third-comer? Third. Welcome, sister, again! See you. Second-timer, sino? Sikan? Okay, so let's welcome our first-timer guest. Let's welcome Rowena Labaniego. Welcome, Sis Rowena. Let's welcome Richie Lou Taberdo. Richie Lou, welcome. Bianca Audia. Tayo po. Hello. Sino po ang wala sa listahan? Sino ang wala natawag? Okay. Welcome. Okay, let's pray for our first timer. Heavenly Father, we thank you for bringing our first timer guests into our church today. We ask that you will bless them with a deep sense of your presence and peace. May they feel welcome, loved, and encouraged by the community around them. Open their heart to receive your word and draw closer to you. Guide them in their journey, and may the visit be the beginning of our powerful relationship with you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Let's welcome our first timer and everyone.
Thank you. tuwa na kasama ka ngayon.
Palapaan natin at Panginoon. Tingnan mo yung katabi mo. Tingnan mo yung katabi mo. At gawin mo to sa Kanya. May nakita kasi ako habang nagbabatian, di sila mag-shake hand eh. Nagagano'na na lang. Wow, okay ah. Okay yan ah. May natutunan ako today ah. Okay. Before we dive into God's Word, let me highlight a few announcements. Firstly, ating morning prayer, dire-diretso po ito. We have Monday, Wednesday, Friday, and then on Saturday, it's early morning by Zoom. So 5 a.m. po pag Monday, Wednesday, Friday, then Sunday, 6 a.m. And then this coming week, we have our midweek prayer. We will have it in person. Dito po, 7:30 p.m. If you are available, if you have completed your work, at pwede po kayong pumunta, we welcome you to come 7:30, and we'll target na matapos po tayo mga 9 o'clock to 9:15 because I know the next day is a working day. So join us to as a church to pray. Then also, we will have water baptism today after the service. If your care group member or part of your network or a sister of yours, kaibigan mo na magwa-water baptize, please join us as we celebrate this day, you know, because you know it's a memorable day for them as they publicly declare that they belong to Jesus. Okay, so may a few of our sisters will be water baptized dito po sa Grace Room. Join us so that we can encourage them. And of course, we will proceed on with our membership class. We will have a membership class 3rd November. If you think na ito po ay pinag-pray nyo at you desire to be part of the Living Word Fellowship family, please register sa iConnect. And you think na itong church na ito ay you feel at home and this is your second home, you are so much welcome to join our membership. And of course, we have our Praise Kids. Ayan, changes po ng Praise Kids class. Our Praise Kids ngayon po ay ongoing. We will only have it during the second service. So parents, take note. We will only have it during the second service. Ayan. And of course, we have our continuous training. Last training po ito na November 14. Ang topic po namin is emotion and value of communication. Focus on confrontation and giving feedback. Sinong gustong confrontation? Sinong ayaw? Many of us ayaw natin to, natakatakot. But as a church, I believe the scripture have gave principles on how we should talk to people. Alright? How to be a peacemaker. So ayun po ang topic natin. Be peacemaker. Are you a peacemaker or a peacekeeper? Dalawang different yun. Are you a peacemaker or a peacekeeper? Which one did the Lord call us to be? A peacemaker or a peacekeeper? Ayan. So yun po ang topic natin November 14. And hopefully you can join us. You'll notice that today yung ating one nag-welcome ay si Sister Ruby. Naninervous siya. Palapaan natin ang Panginoon si Sister Ruby. And you'll notice as a church, we like to encourage people to rise up. And today we have someone that will speak to us. Ito ang first time niya mag-preach, but and we are grateful for his life. And as a church, we need to encourage the next generation to rise up. Amen? Yan. So, tingin mo yung katabi mo kung bata o matanda, sabi mo may potential ka. Yeah. The Lord has gave us gifts. And as a church, we should identify and pray where the Lord is gonna use us. Be faithful wherever the Lord places us. Kaya kung ang pastor, ang elder ay lumapit sa inyo at sabi ko, pwede bang magamit dito? Say yes, kasi bala kong ikaw padala sa ibang bansa. Like Jurong, doon ka magtuturo sa Jurong. But we want to see how the Lord works. Just a brief lang. Since the church started, the Lord raised up people. Amen? And we have to continue to do that. Some of our leaders have left, migrated, returned to Pilipinas, and continue pa rin your work. And we have to be faithful in what the Lord has called us to do. And today we have someone, he is the care group leader of Goodness Extension Care Group. And he is part of our MOH. He do involve himself in MOH. And he's married to one wife, si Mitch. And also, yeah. One wife, and also have a wonderful daughter. Her name is AC. And one thing about him, he loves God, and he's so passionate for people. And you see his humility, and the way he interact with people, hindi ka ma-cautious kasi you see a sense of posture niya. Hindi siya mahangin, di mayabang, but someone that is approachable. Yeah. And I thank for his life. And we notice that he can teach. And we would like to encourage him to do that. And before I call upon Brother Ace, let's pray for Brother Ace. Panginoon, salamat. For we know it is you that uses people. And as we gather here, we recognize, Lord, that you're going to use Brother Ace to preach your word. We know it's not easy, naninerbos siya. But salamat, Panginoon, it's because of your Holy Spirit that will help us to say the right words, to speak to our heart. And I ask, Lord, that you will anoint him and guide him in the things that he would say. And even as a church, I pray that we will have a good soil to receive your word. And may we hear from you. May we hear from you, Lord. Speak to us, encourage us, but at the same time challenge us and even rebuke us if needed to, so that we will walk a life of faith. Walk before you. Salamat, Panginoon. Bless our brother today as you use him. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen. Let's just welcome Brother Ace.
Marami pong salamat, Pastor. Mas nervous po ako sa may intro. Buti na lang tama si Pastor. Husband of only one wife. Praise God. It is a rainy but still a blessed Sunday afternoon. Di po ba, mga kapatid? And we are all glad that we are here. Lalo na po sa akin. I'm deeply humbled to be standing before you ngayong hapon. I, katulad po ng sabi ni Pastor, I do not consider myself worthy to of this calling. But you know what, mga kapatid? The passion to teach and to share His Word, that is what the Word is placing in my heart very deeply, very deeply. And I put all of the glory and honor to Him that I can be used even in the little capacity that I can. And I wanted to start with this. One of the pastors that I've been following described his preaching and teaching ministry as a burdensome joy. Wow, and that's one term, ano? Burdensome joy. Iniisip ko, bakit kaya burdensome? Is it every time that he prepares the word, parang bigat na bigat siya? Might be related. When I prepared the teaching or the lesson that we have for this afternoon, I am the first recipient of the word. And when I dig deep into the word and what it is saying, the standard, when I gauge my life against it, every time I reflect, I often fail. I often fall short. And even, you know, even ministers, when they reflect on their lives, they acknowledge that they do not meet. But you know, mga kapatid, it turns into joy when God and His grace moves. And still, though we are unworthy, it reveals to us the true meaning and deep meaning in His Word. Not only He reveals it to us, He allows us and uses us mightily sa Kanyang gawain. That is why binabalik ko po ang papuri sa Panginoon for this time. And nabanggit ko po na when I was given this topic, it's very hard for me. And i-share ko po sa inyo kung ano yung topic na yon. And for our first time guest, to our new friends, maliit pa rin siya. Pero if you can see this, to our new friends who join us this afternoon, we are in this wonderful study of the Sermon of the Mount. And we are now at chapter 6. We started at chapter 5. And we are now at the concluding verses of chapter 6 in 25 to 34. And if you will see yung atipong scripture, yung ating topic for this afternoon, it is not very hard to miss yung theme ng ating topic ngayong hapon. And ano po yun? Ayun po, hinighlight ko po siya, medyo maliit, but I think you can see it. And sabi doon sa verse 25, do not be worried, thank you. And if it goes to verse 31, I think, also it says, do not worry. Also same as verse 34, do not worry. Kapag hindi pa kayo naman kayo convinced kung ano yung ating topic, punta na lang po tayo sa may header. And if you are using an NASB version, it says there, the cure for anxiety. And I approached Pastor Ruel when I'm preparing this. Pastor, I cannot consolidate what it says. I'm having a difficult time. Bakit? Ano po yung kanyang sinasabing cure sa anxiety? It talks about food, what you will eat, what you will drink, and what you will wear. I said, those are basic things of life. Maari po sa inyo ngayon, wala na namang problema ng pagkain. Hindi ko po dinagdag dyan yung picture ng ating ref every time ng ating, every Sunday. I don't think there's any problem when it comes to food. Even nowadays, if you go down sa HDB, yung mga sari-sari store natin is actually the entire grocery in here in Singapore. But what I'm saying here is this. I think the problems, the anxiety that is causing human beings right now is much more complex. Let me just share with you kung ano po yung mga anxiety ko. Yeah, very recent. And some of these maybe are also giving you some sort of worriness, fear. Yung pong pictures on the right side about the war that is happening. And it's very, very, very dear, close sa akin. Dahil meron po akong kamag-anak that is in that area, in Israel, even up to this point. And he is serving also sa household industry. And she cannot go back. She doesn't want to go back. But every time there is an incident or something is happening there, she's always informing her family na nasa Pilipinas. And you can see the message, yung anxiety, yung bigat, hindi lang po sa kanya, kundi sa kanyang pamilya na nasa Pilipinas. Worried with her situation. But if all of this, yung mga viruses, calamities that are happening, but you know what, among all of those pictures, mga kapatid, I identified myself as some sort of a warrior dahil po doon sa picture sa gitna. Okay. Sino po sa inyo yung tipong hindi naman problema, pinapoproblema na? Wala nagtataas pa rin, Pastor. Yung first service, wala po nagtaas, pero looking at your faces, ganito pa rin pakiramdam talaga. You can see who are those guilty. Marami sa atin ang guilty na yung problema, hindi pa naman problema, ay pinaproblema na natin. Diba? Yung picture po sa gitna is actually, I am at the tech space. I'm very fascinated when it comes to technology and how it progresses. Yung picture po sa gitna is actually taken from the recent events sa States. Marami pong, yung brand po na yan, marami dito sa Singapore, yung magagandang kotse, hindi na kailangan ng driver. Yung picture po sa gitna is an illustration of an robot, a humanoid, that not only walks like human, it also interacts as human. Well, at first, I'm very amazed. Wow, it's finally happening and I can see it. It will happen in my lifespan. But look at this. This is what happened. From amazement, bigang nagkaroon ako ng parang concern. I thought of my daughter, Asia, which is 8 years old, and she will be living in a time and age that is fully mature. And I thought to myself, what will be the opportunities na available sa kanya if this is, you know, full-blown? Right? Anong klaseng interaction magkakaroon siya sa kapwa niya if this is, you know, everywhere? Those are my concerns. And then, dahil sa concerns na yon, I have to do something. I have to do something right now to make her, you know, successful in the future. To have that opportunity in the future. You see, from amazement, it becomes anxiety. It becomes concern. At tingin ko, hindi lang po ako nag-iisa. Dahil sa time na binigay sa akin ni Pastor, I asked some of our brothers and sisters kung ano ba yung worry na meron sila. Yan. Makinig po kayo, baka isa kayo sa mga nandito. Pero I will not be naming names, but I asked our brothers and sisters in different demographics, age demographics, kung ano pa yung worry na nagkukos sa kanilang buhay. Okay, I will be facing this side. I think most of them are in this side of the room. Those who are mature and retiring age. Yan. Ano yung kanilang worry? Listen to this. Aging body and declining health. Right? They admit they want to do things still, but yung body nila hindi na sumusunod. Yung ba? And for the young ones, listen, this is a fear of a parent. A fear that their children will go through the same difficult experience in rearing the family. You know, at times, even if we have establish ourselves, our career, and we even have our own families, we often neglect the knowledge that we can get from our parents. And I myself is guilty of that. We should never neglect that because their experience will pave the way for us to be even more successful, not only in our careers, but also in the way we live our faith. Pangalawa, yan, karamihan po sa atin nandito, working age. This is a testimony from a sister, year 2012, sabi niya, every time na malapit na yung 5 p.m., she feels anxious. May fear kasi pabalik na yung kanyang amo. Why? Because she's getting verbal abuse. treatment that is, you know, not really favorable sa kanya. Not only that, whenever she's sick, right, no one's taking care of her. And her family sa Pilipinas, kapag sila naman ang nagkasakit, added burden to her. Something that I mentioned to Pastor, something that we should really look into, even ministry challenges. Sometimes, you know, brothers and sisters, we cause burden to our co-laborers in Christ. We should be building each other up. So reflect on this, mga kapatid. This is from a sister here in church. Young adult, ito, mga dati kong kaedad, mga young adult. Ito yung aming mga worries dati. Ito ang kanilang worries. Dealing with people with opposite mindsets. Wow, it's very, very deep. Whenever someone confronts that sister, sabi niyo sa akin, I just pray na sana magbago yung kanyang attitude. I cannot tolerate. I feel that I'm being attacked every time. And then kasama na po yung uncertainty of the future. The work, the family that is available in here. Those are the things that brings worry to her. And lastly, even a kid. So sabihin ko po kung sino ito. This is my daughter. When we are discussing about the realities of life, lalim na aming diskusyon, ano po. Hindi po. Nabanggit, napag-usapan lang namin ng daddy and mommy, you know, one day will pass away. And she is very, very scared. Talagang umuyak po siya that time. Sabi niya, mommy will not respond. Mga bata, mga may anak na nag-games. Sabihin nun, after sila mamatay, buhay uli. Sabi talagang, she cried. Mommy and daddy, no, mommy only. Daddy, it's okay. ako yung anxious. Pero yung pong kanyang reaction. But brothers and sisters, I'm not showing you all of this to remind you of your anxiety. Okay? I want you to remember this as we go through with our study, all of these anxieties now that you are feeling, right? Now that you are experiencing, it is the same God that dealt with that those anxiety that we will be reading in the scripture that will meet your trials in life. Okay? And, yan po. Kasi lahat po na siya siyang sagutin. And that is why, yung statement po sa taas that says, time to worry should never be uttered in our lips as sons and daughters of God. Rather, what we should be saying is that it's time to always worry about nothing. And that is my title for this sharing this afternoon. Time to worry about nothing, the seeker's confidence. I invite you all to please stand with me as we read Matthew 6, verses 25 to 34. Let us all read. For this reason I say to you, do not be worried about your life, as to what you will eat or what you will drink, nor for your bodies as to what you will put on. Is life not more than food, and the body more than clothing? Look at the birds of the sky, that they do not sow, nor reap, nor gather crops into barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not much more important than they? And which of you, by worrying, can add a single day to his lifespan? And why are you worried about clothing? Notice how the lilies of the field grow. They do not labor, nor do they spin thread for cloth. Yet I say to you that even Solomon in all his glory clothed himself like one of these. But if God so clothes the grass of the field, which is alive today and tomorrow is thrown into the furnace, will he not much more clothe you, you of little faith? Do not worry then, saying, what are we to eat, or what are we to drink, or what are we to wear for clothing? For the Gentiles eagerly seek all these things, for your heavenly Father knows that you need all these things. But seek first the kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be provided to you. So do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own. The Lord bless the reading of his word. Let us all pray. Lord, we thank you for this wonderful time that you have gathered us. You allow us, Panginoon, to ponder on your word. I just pray, Lord, that you use your servant, use me mightily to proclaim your word with power and conviction, but also with grace and love. so that my brothers and sisters will be hearing this afternoon, Lord, will be coming to you. And trust, Lord, their lives in your plans. Trust, Lord, that you have the providence that they need on every challenge and anxiety that is causing in their lives. And also hold to that promise that you have for them. And cling to that promise, Lord. Lead us in our study tonight, Father. We glorify you and we praise you. In the name of our Lord Jesus, we pray. Amen. Amen. May we now be seated. Before we even get to our topic this afternoon, let us go back because we are now at the concluding part of chapter 6. So I wanted to emphasize yung beauty ng progression na nireveal po sa atin ng Holy Spirit in this study. And it was started by Brother Bong in Matthew chapter 6 verses 1. I think it passes up to verse 18 when he discussed yung about giving, right? The title is How Should We Give? And yung part, and there's a section there that unmasks yung religious hypocrisy of the religious people that time. Saan sila na determined to be hypocrites? Napaka-sakit na salita, no? Hypocrites, which aspect? In their giving, praying, and fasting. Ang tumatak sa isip ko noon when Brother Bong is saying that it is more of a show for them. Sinundan yon ni Pastor Ruel when he shared how to overcome yung religious hypocrisy. And the title is A Great Pretender Overcoming Hypocrisy. And notice yung progression. This is what I like about this study series, right? When we are going through the text, because just like what John Piper said, the Word of God is not just a string of pearls, individual. It is linked and connected. And we see and appreciate that when the Holy Spirit led our brothers in going through this text na makita nyo. Sabi ni Pastor, we should live for an audience of one. And that is our Lord. Right? That is why we preach, we teach, we sing, we offer Him our service to give Him glory. Only to Him. At pangalawa, guard against false spirituality. We have to be very careful of this because we might think that we are immune. At some point, we are attending church Sunday after Sunday. But don't fall for that. We should guard ourselves against false spirituality. And lastly, how do we stick? Not be hypocrites. How do we stick holding fast and understanding the God's reward for us? And just last week, we're very blessed in this topic about, again, overcoming the obsession with money, possessions, and wealth. May mga mahihirap na tanong dito si Pastor. Did you ponder on these things, mga kapatid? Let's review. Tinanong na tayo, what are your priorities? Ano yung mga deeply affectionate ka? Bagay, tao. And see where God ranks in your priorities. Second question, how do you view things? Are you viewing things that are things of eternal value or things above? And lastly, it's really the issue is that identify who is your master, who is the one that you are serving, who is the one your heart is clinging to. And with this progression, mga kapatid, I was drawn by the Spirit to just follow the flow. And for this afternoon, we will be looking at three ways for us to overcome anxiety. Okay? There are three points here. First, establishing our confidence in His provision, establishing our confidence in His plan, and establishing our confidence in His promise. But before we dive into these three points, I think it is integral for us to go back and understand first yung premise. Okay? And dito po, medyo magiging Bible study part tayo, so please bear with me. Because I understand, because I think this is important. Okay? Saan po tayo nag-umpisa when we read yung ating pong verse ngayon? Sa verse 25. And it says there, ano yung phrase? For this reason. If you are using an ESV version, that is the word for therefore. So whenever we see that, we know that we have to refer to the previous statement to connect either the statement or our argument below. So let us look at verse 24 first. It says here, no one can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or he will be devoted to the one and despise the other. And again, you cannot serve God and wealth. And then comes our verse. It says, for this reason, therefore I say to you, do not be worried. Does it make sense, mga kapatid? Now that you are fixed, our hearts are fixed in glorifying God and not the things of this world, therefore, do not worry. Do not worry. And you will understand later as we go in our study why is that the case. Pero ano yung mga bagay na kinaka-worry ba during that time? And that goes to our theme. What is the theme saying? It is focused about life. Life. And if there's something that we understand from the previous sermons, life, or the Greek word, is very rich. Di po ba? You remember that? A lot of examples from our pastors and our brothers, different meaning of just the English word. But in Greek, like for example, the word life, it could mean three things. But the word life there means the second one, which is psuche, which talks about the human soul. Human soul. So later, kapag nabasa nyo, or later if you go back, you will look into this again. If it is said there that, is life not more than food? Is your soul not more than the food? It is. So it will make sense as you go and study. And lastly, who is the audience? It's very interesting when I study on this. Yung statement about you of little faith. Every time that is said, sino po ang sinasabihan ng ating Panginoon? The disciples. And five times in the Bible it was mentioned. Every time. It is all about the disciples. And look at what they are worried about. In, asahin ko na lang po yung 8:26. Matthew 8:26. He said to them, and listen to this. He said to them, why are you afraid, you men of little faith? Then he got up and rebuked the winds and the sea, and it became perfectly calm. We can remember yung account po na iyon, ano po? When our Lord Jesus is on the boat, together with his disciples, and the strong winds and storm rocked the boat, and our Lord is still sleeping, and they are all fearing for their lives. And sabi na, Lord, we are all perishing here. Why are you still sleeping? Yun sinabi niya. And sinabi niya is that you men of little faith, don't you know that I am with you? I am with you. One more amazing thing. In chapter 16, verse 8, again, listen to this. But Jesus, aware of this, said again, you men of little faith, why are you discussing among yourselves that you have no bread? I find this really amazing because in chapters 15 and 14, going back, that is when our Lord performed a majestic miracle in feeding the 5,000, you know that account, and the feeding the 4,000 again in chapter 15. So even if the disciples witnessed that firsthand, that the Lord can feed out of this minimum number of resources, this multitude, again, pagbaba nila ng boat, ano sabi nila? Wala tayong tinapay. Saan tayo kukuha ng pagkain? They easily forget what the Lord did. And you know, mga kapatid, I was pondering this. It's very easy to, you know, be critical sa mga disipulo. I want you to ponder on this. How do we act when we face trials in our life? Are we trusting God? Are we reliant on Him? Are we holding on to His promise? Most of the time, I don't. Okay, as much as I want to be critical of them, I reflect on my life that I might be the same. I am the same. Might be even worse. So what should we do? That's a problem. What should we do? Brings to us first point. We should establish our confidence, not on our own, but our Lord's provision. And it deals of two things, food and clothing. Let me read again verses 26 to 27. Listen to this. Look at the birds of the sky, that they do not sow nor reap nor gather crops into barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not much more important than they? And which of you, by worrying, can add a single day to his lifespan? Something very interesting. Again, sa ating mga Pilipino po, when we talk about birds, alas po natin na visualize is yung isang mag-anak ng mga ibon nandun sa, alimutan ko na naman, nest. Ang Tagalog po ng nest? Pugad. Nakalimutan ko rin po yung kanina. Yung pugad. Siguro mga tatlong chicks, and then the mother bird is feeding them with worms, nagagawan yung mga inakay. But in the context of the Jews, what I have an interesting video here. They have a different visualization of this because they are very familiar with birds. And there's a video that I wanted to share. I would like the to help me to play it.
Israel has the heaviest bird migration in the world and a very large air force that trains in a tiny airspace. That's why there's such a big conflict between the birds and the planes.
Major Oded Ovadia commands the IAF Birdwatching and Flight Safety Department. He says the Israeli Air Force suffers up to 250 bird strikes a year and has lost a number of planes over the years. Fortunately, things have improved recently.
The main change was in the beginning of the 80s when we implemented regulations on low-level flights during migration season.
Like other countries, Ovadia says, Israel manages the bird habitats at air bases, chasing away unwanted birds. They also use radar to locate migrating birds.
The real-time warning system is very unique to this country. I don't know other country that try and follow birds during migration and give real-time warnings to aircrafts en route.
Amazing, di po ba? Meron silang aviation laws just to cater yung migrating season of the birds. So when our Lord says, look at the birds, they're not just thinking about a single family in a nest. They are talking of massive, massive great number of birds, a flock of birds. And what did he said there? Look at the birds. The Lord feeds them. He provides for all of them. Kaya po yung nature of birds, I really think that it's something that we have to emulate. Ano po yung nature na yun? They are dependent. Ngayon po ay maulan. Sa labas, maraming sigurong worms. But you will notice the birds, hindi sila pa. Kailangan nating mag-impok. Kailangan nating i-gather lahat ng mga worms na meron ngayon. Baka bukas hindi umulan. No. The God-given instincts to them will gather what they need for themselves and therefore families, and then tomorrow, they know that God will provide. They know that God will provide. Something for us to emulate, di po ba, mga kapatid? And I'm not saying that we should not plan. I am for wise planning. I also do for my family planning. But we should not worry about these things. We should not worry about these things. I like John MacArthur said in here, and I quote, "No bird was ever made in the image of God." No bird. "No bird was ever designed to be a joint heir with Jesus Christ throughout eternity. No bird has ever placed as a place prepared for him in heaven in the Father's house." No bird. "And if God sustains the life of a bird, do you think he'll take care of you? You who are his sons and his daughters, made in the image of him. Don't you think that you are much more worth than the birds? You are, and he will take care of our worries and anxieties." That is food. Now we go to clothing. And I will be reading again, verses 28 to 30. "And why are you worried about clothing? Notice how the lilies of the field grow. They do not labor, nor do they spin thread for cloth. Yet I say to you that not even Solomon in all his glory clothed himself like one of these. But if God so clothes the grass of the field, which is alive today and tomorrow is thrown into the furnace, will he not much more clothe you, you of little faith? And I will be sharing these two images sa inyo po. These are two microscopic images of a flower and a clove. Dalawang microscopic image. Can you guess which one is an image of the flower? I think you can tell. The one that is on top, that looks like an art. Napakaganda po ano. Nahirapan po ako mamili kung ano yung papakita sa inyo kasi every one of them is so majestic. Looks, you know, very artistic. Yung nasa baba, I don't know what brand that is. Baka branded yan. Pero yung microscopic image niya is, it will be almost, and you know, like the same. It will be strands of fibers, right? And what that it says in his word, right? If we go back to there, even the finest and most expensive linen, right, that the kings wear, is nothing in comparison to the inner beauty of flowers. But take note of this: even these beautiful creatures or creation made by God, and sabi, filled the leaves live so briefly, yet with such beauty. Anong mangyayari? When all of them die and dry up, saan sila papunta? They will be used na panggatong. During that time, they are using it to for oven fire. Okay? So what is the Lord saying in here? Even the things here on earth created with such beauty, marvelous beauty, okay? And we are holding back to the possessions here on earth na we think it's much more of value, much because we adore them, our eyes, our society is telling them that we should acquire more of those things, clothing, those possessions. Comparing to flowers, it is nothing in compare. But even the flowers eventually be gone. All of this will be gone. Okay? So why fix your things on the temporal stuff of the earth? Rather focus our attention, affection on God, the things above. Okay. This might be something sabihin niyo, brother is parang medyo extreme yan na. Ano po yung statement dito? When you worry about these things, you demonstrate what? Lack of faith. What are those things? Food and clothing. Sabi, brother is, hindi naman ako nag-worry about extravagant things in life. I am just worried about if there's a food coming on the table the next day. Why do you say that is displaying a lack of faith? Listen, the Lord says that food and clothing is His domain. Do not worry about those things because that is my area. Naintindihan natin kanina, di ba? Even the birds, He feeds them. Why you worry? When you are worrying, it is just like saying, you know, Lord, mahirap yung sitwasyon namin. I don't think we can get through in this season of our lives. We do not even know where to get food the next day. I just don't know that you can provide. That is what you are saying, implying. But listen again to what the word said. I am the Lord who provides and takes care of the birds, dresses the lily with flowers, and you are my sons and daughters. Why do you worry about this stuff? So we should not worry. We should not worry. Another reason, maraming sabihin nyo sa akin after this, well, Brother Ace, nabanggit nyo kanina, yung worries of today's age is nothing in compare naman dyan before. We do not worry about food or clothing right now. Our worries now is much more complex. Nakita naman po natin yung kanina, even in the testimony of our brothers and sisters. Well, here's a suggestion, okay? This is from an article, T.Y. Kaiser, and there is this danger, okay? When we start from our problems and our perspectives, looking for principles to improve our lives in the Word of God, we often miss God's invitation, okay? What does it mean? Yung assumption na ginagawa natin madalas, and even I myself, when studying the Word, I start kung ano yung problema ko. Ano ba yung mga tanong ko? Diba? And the Bible, when I approach it, give me principles. Ano yung kailangan kong gawin? That is my motive. And my goal after that is to always improve the way that I live. Here's a recommendation from him on how to approach this. Why not start with God? Why not start with God? After all, this book is all about who? God. It's all about Him. It's all about His work, all about His being, all about His power, mercy, and grace. Start with that. And identify that the goal of this book is to restore the broken relation, yung communing with God, which was broken by sin, our sin. And it will change. It will change how you see not only His word, but also how you see the trials that you are facing in your life. Because you will be focused on Him. Your focus will be on Him. So I'm hoping that is useful as we go to the next point. We discuss about having confidence in His provision. Second, confidence in His plan. And I will just go through this rather quickly because I wanted to emphasize the third point. But let me read verses 31 to 32. Do not worry then, saying, what are we to eat? What are we to drink? Or what are we to wear for clothing? For the Gentiles eagerly seek all these things. For your heavenly Father knows that you need all these things. So you might be asking, what is the plan? And it was briefly touched on by Pastor Rowell in his last sermon. The plan is for us to not be fixated on the things of the earth, but where? The things above. The plan is not for us not to be fixated, preoccupied, and obsessed with the things of the earth. And if I may add, not only on the riches of the world, but also for the mundane things of life. Katulad po na ating na-discuss, food and clothing. Even for that, we should not be worried. Right? Our focus should be on God. And let me quote this statement again from John MacArthur. It says, and I quote, it is His domain. Just like what I said, it is His domain and He knows we need all these things. He gave us the greater gift of a new life in Christ. He will certainly give us the lesser gift of sustaining that life. And listen to this, because I think this is very important. The way that we view the salvation work of our Lord Jesus, the way that we value it and put it, okay, see that work highly, okay, and compare it to the worries that we have, that will diminish or take away all of the concerns that we have. It depends on how we see yung work na ginawa niya sa cross. If we see it very low, okay, if you see that it is nothing, that He saved us from the death of sin and gave us a new life, lahat ng problema natin na harapin, tayo mo problema. Because why? We will be thinking that our Lord is not capable of meeting our needs. Our Lord is not able to get us out from the troubles of life if we see that great work of saving us from our sins very, very little. We should value it. And we should appreciate it and see the great power in that. So whatever comes our way, we will be confident in Him. Let me go now to our third point. But before that, I would like to leave you with this statement. The power that transforms us from sinners to saints extinguishes any power that anxiety brings every day. And again, yung ating third point, we discuss about confidence in His provision, the confidence in His plan, and lastly, confidence in His promise. Yeah, marami sa inyo nag-aabang nito kung ano yung promise. Pero bago tayo pumunta sa promise, punta muna tayo sa command. Because there is a command, okay, before the promise. Okay, basahin ko po yung verse 33. But seek first His kingdom and His righteousness, and all these things will be provided to you. Let us dissect that and start with the command. Ano yung command? Seek ye first. The word but means, you also say, rather than worrying, rather than having this fear, what you should do is seek. Seek. And seek what? Seek His kingdom and His righteousness. If there's something, mga kapatid, that you will remember in my sharing, I pray that this is the one. Among the three, do not worry. There is one do. There is one do. And that is to seek His kingdom and His righteousness. But what do